It's 8 o'clock on Saturday. It must be time for This Week in Waukesha. I am your host, Don Brown, and apologies for the technical difficulties we were having. I was supposed to be broadcasting live from the farmer's market. Well, we had some technical difficulties on site. So we're here in the studio. We called an audible, and we're working it off. My guests are coming in now, so really grateful to everybody for their patience. We should have this figured out by next week. In fact, next week we'll be back in the studio because of some other events that we're doing statewide that require a lot more, bandwidth and manpower. So always great to be here in the studio. It is the office of former Alderman Don Brown here at 217 Wisconsin Avenue in the NAMI building right around the corner from Theodore Humans Park. honoring our suffragette heritage here in Waukesha. And I have some very special guests joining me, and she's been on the show before, is a very good friend of mine, Mary Jane Sanchez of WorkHub Digital Marketing. And she has some very special clients. Did you know, because I sure didn't, that Wisconsin has a very proud motorsports race car heritage in Wisconsin, and Mary Jane plays a big part in that. Hang on. Let's see. No, you're plugged in. So okay. You're just talking to the mic. Can we hear you, Mary Jane?
Can you hear me?
I think so. Connor, yep. I got the thumbs up from Connor. So, right. We're doing this all on the come, folks. So, this is real. This is community radio at its very, very best. So, yeah. Mary right Jane, take over.
Good morning, everybody. Mary Jane, your local downtown Waukesha business owner and community, all around community person. Well, first of all, thanks to Don for having us here. So today we're going to be talking about marketing and motorsports racing. I was approached by Jim Nauman to help him rebrand and invigorate racing in Wisconsin. And I did have some experience working at the Indy Fest level, but racing is an exciting sport. And what I found out was that Wisconsin is really, really fortunate that they have many tracks around the state and in greater numbers than you can find in some other surrounding states. So Jim and I were able to get together and put a plan together and to help support the industry. So between the two of us, we have just been really working and with sponsors, vendors, and the race car drivers to really, again, bring the next generation into motorsports.
Sounds great. Hey, real quick, Connor, how are we doing on time before our first break?
Have about 10 minutes.
10 minutes. So yeah. No, we should have a break now, don't we? Like quarter after. Are we going to skip the first break?
Yeah, we can skip it, though.
Since fantastic. Thank you, sir. That's all I need to know. So, hey, let's introduce Mary Jane's clients and wonderful guests. We have the Jim Nauman from Motorsports Promotions. Is that the name of the company? I'm sorry.
It is.
Yeah. So
I need this one.
Okay.
Both work. Good morning.
Don, if we can have Jim tell us a little bit of the history of the Milwaukee Mile how important that is for the state of Wisconsin.
Let's hear it.
The Milwaukee Mile is the second oldest operating motorsports venue in the world, only behind Le Mans in France.
Wow.
Our history here at the Milwaukee Mile it started as a dirt track just decades and decades ago. There's been horse racing. For decades, we hosted the IndyCar event on the Sunday after the Indy 500. We have a history of stock car racing here that dates back to AAA and USAC, the ASA National Tour, and again, now full circle, the ARCA Midwest Tour has been here now for several years in a row again.
Wow.
Run by a great organization. Greg McCarnes and his family all operate the ARCA Midwest Tour.
Nice.
They're great people.
That's fantastic. And so, how did you get into a car? Because you grew up in Madison area or Milwaukee?
Madison area, yeah. I was fortunate to go to the races with my father at age 4. And so I have been around racing for well over 55 years now.
Yeah.
I've been absolutely every part of racing. I have about 200 laps, and I realize there's going to be people like Tristan who are way better at that than I am, so I'm going to step out of this and do something else.
Sure.
But I've helped manage tracks. I've spotted for people. I've managed teams. I've built cars. I've been a part of every bit of it.
That's fantastic. And you said since you were 4, and I understand, Tristan, you were 4.5 when you started racing?
Yeah, that's correct. So when I was 4.5, I got my first quarter midget, which is a little go-kart-like car that runs in circles across the country. And I did that all the way up until I was about 12, 13-ish.
Wow, what a ride. Was that pretty cool then? Or
yeah.
What a cool
childhood,
you know?
Yeah, it was awesome being able and very fortunate enough to run with my dad and my family and all that with all the great supporters behind me. Being able to go across the country racing many different tracks, many different events, and meet so many great people that have helped me along the way to get me to this point. Running 4 or 5 cars each, and it's been a dream come true so far.
Sure.
Now, you drive a super late model race car. What now, for someone like me, that's, what does that mean? Like, what is that? Describe that for us.
So a super late model is a, it can be classified as an asphalt or dirt car. They're both, there's classes on both dirt and asphalt. I drive on asphalt, so they're a little bit different. We run on 10-inch Hoosier rubber tires. They're the compound of F40s and F45s and F30s. And then we run on open or sealed Southern Parts motors that carry a lot of horsepower and run different tracks all around the country.
Sure.
Ranging in different sizes, from 3/8 quarter miles to miles this weekend.
Wow. That's neat.
Yeah. They carry a lot of speed. Sure. And
yeah. And so for both of you guys, and it seems like this is probably pervasive throughout the industry, this has been handed down from father to son. This is something you were born into and grew.
Yeah, there's no question that this is a generational situation throughout racing. If you come out to the track today, and or tomorrow, you know, Tristan's a second generation driver.
Wow.
And you will see, you know, the Sauter family will be here tomorrow, and the Sauters are currently working on four different generations of people involved in motorsports.
That's,
you know,
great.
Greg McCarns, who's the promoter of this, he is a second generation promoter.
Yeah.
So this is truly a family oriented, family situated, and historic sport.
That's great.
People stay with it for their entire lives.
And I know Mary Jane wants to weigh in, but real quick, and she could probably respond to this, is that what about for those people that, you know, dad or grandpa wasn't in a race car, but they, I don't know, they turn on the TV or they stumble across it and they're like, wow, this is cool. How do I get into this? And I think Mary Jane's got an answer for me.
Well, first of all,
you can start them young, even if you don't have a family tradition.
Yes. Well, first of all, I do want to say that sometimes we all become victims of marketing, and this is what I do for a living. I've been watching the Netflix series, the F1, and all the excitement. And so just because of that, people have been watching it and getting very excited about racing. And even on the Discovery Channel now, they have racing babies. And the people are into race car and go-karts and things like that. But what Jim and I have started is we're looking to bring a new generation of kids through racing that don't have that experience. Sometimes you just need to expose people to new and different things. So we started an organization called Future Wheels. And coming up July 17th, we are looking to bring children and parents to the races at Slinger so that they can see the small car nationals and all the small cars that are running and get to meet other young drivers and get them excited into motorsports. Give them a chance, because sometimes you just got to get them in the car. They get to sit in the car, meet other drivers, get to know about it, and say, this is for me. Cool. So that's what we're looking to do. We're looking to grow our own out of the Midwest so that we have future generations motorsports drivers.
Sure. Now, when we met a couple weeks back at Ray's Grain Brewery, by the way, hey, Nick, if you're listening, you know, we were talking about, I was a big, the car racing that I did, I guess, identify with most was Funny Car, and because there's the whole drag race component, but I also liked a lot of the promotions, you know,
Sunday.
Big Daddy, Don Garlitz, Shirley, Cha-Cha Muldowney. Now, do you guys have cool nicknames? Is it Tristan the Piston Swanson? Any good monikers? Jim, did you have one in your racing days?
When you were behind the wheel? There was a poster that if you see this guy with a helmet in his hands, take it away from him.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to find, we got to resurrect that.
Yeah, right, exactly. So there are a lot of different people have nicknames. They do come along.
Okay.
Certainly one of the most famous people right from our area is Matt Kenseth. And Matt was dubbed Matt the Brat Kenseth.
Matt the Brat.
Because he was very young when we first saw him as
You know, but he wasn't a brat. He was just a kid that was racing on that road. Out of jealousy, they called him the Brat. Okay. I like that. Hey, fantastic. Well, great. That's true. We're so glad you're here in Waukesha, because people are like, why is Don talking race car? And why? We don't have a race car tradition here. But I do know from when I was an alderman, I toured the 4th District with their alderman, Smokin' Joe Piper, and he'd showed me a kind of an alley, two alleys, connecting two streets, and that was once they had horse racing there back in the day. Mm-hmm. So doesn't look like it'd be big enough for car racing, but I think, again, we met, or maybe Mary Jane, there's some space here if we ever were to build a track that we might be able to pull that off here.
Well, there's even opportunities during the winter. We see a lot of situations where people put together events and they put them in indoors. So if we've got a large unused warehouse in the area, we could maybe put together a Bandolero and Legends weekend in Waukesha over the winter. Crazy. This is a tradition that happens a lot. We have people who travel throughout the Midwest to indoor shows with their kids all during the off season.
Sure. So now,
maybe we can get Tristan to get back in Legends car and come back in with us.
Or a Waukesha Grand Prix, like the old Detroit Grand Prix that went right through downtown.
There you go.
So I went to school at Michigan State, and I grew up in the auto dealer business, grew up in Western New York. But from what I understand from Mary Jane, and I believe from yourself, is that Wisconsin has more motor race tracks than any of the other Great Lakes states, including Michigan, right?
If we don't have more, we have equal number. In this state alone, we have 11 paved tracks and 24 dirt tracks. We have Crandon, an international off-road course, and then, of course, we have Road America right up here in Elkhart. So we have a wide variety of very high-profile places. Slinger Speedway holds what's called Slinger Nationals. This is a national event. People come from all around the country, both competitors and fans.
Okay.
This weekend at the Milwaukee Mile, the Mile being a historic location.
Sure.
People from all around the country will be here today.
Okay.
And this weekend. So
that sounds
great. Crandon Off-Road Weekend, again, brings tens of thousands of people and hundreds of competitors. So
that's fantastic. So
racing is alive and well.
Fantastic. Hey, we're going to go to a break in a little less than a minute. But before we do, we're going to talk more with our friends here from the motorsports world. But one of the highlights this week was I got to watch live stream my brother-in-law, Ray Pulaski, his official retirement ceremony from the Air Force, where he's stationed in Germany after 24 years. So just, wanted to congratulate Ray and his wonderful wife, Janessa, my sister-in-law, and their wonderful four children. And we're really excited to have you guys back stateside. And maybe we'll take you to a couple car races when you're back home. That'd
absolutely
be nice. We could probably get a couple freebies for an Air Force veteran.
I think we know how to get that.
That sounds great. So, all right. So, hey, we're going to pay some bills, but don't go away. We got more to talk about with car racing on This Week in Waukesha. Stay tuned. And we're back, and it's great seeing Connor, a young man, bop into the Lovin' Spoonful. I love to educate him on classic rock. So, but hey, thank you again, everybody, for your patience. We had to call an audible and bring the show back to the studio, which is fine with me, because as we all know, this is the former office of Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as Walk Radio Studios, right around the corner from Theodore Eumann's Park, where our Waukesha suffragette tradition lives and breathes. So again, our guests are Mary Jane Sanchez from Work Hub, and she has delivered some wonderful clients from the Motorsports Promotions. Jim Nauman, owner and president of Motorsports Promotions. His client, Tristan the Piston Swanson, 18-year-old racing phenom, prodigy. And before we forget, how do people get a hold of you, Jim? Mary Jane? Or Jim?
Well, I can be gotten hold of at motorsportspromotions.com. My email is motorsportspromotions1, just motorsportspromotions1@gmail.com. Those are the best ways to get a hold of me. Go to the site, see what we're all about. You can see information about Tristan and several other drivers that we work with.
Sounds good.
And you can even go, if you're a business and you're interested in motorsports marketing, you can schedule a day at the races to see what motorsports marketing is all about.
Some great sponsorship opportunities, especially since you mentioned you're expecting about 15,000, 20,000
this weekend,
for the Father's Day 100.
So absolutely,
that is fantastic. And Jim, I know you wanted to spend some time talking about big cars and small cars and educating our fan base on this.
Right. Well, one of our next projects is to bring families and children from the urban areas of Wisconsin that would not have an opportunity to even know or understand what motorsports is about. And as much as, you know, the drivers are celebrated, we see the pictures of them and we see the videos of them in Victory Circle and everything else, Tristan is well aware of, and I've been a part of the what is behind the scenes. Motorsports is ultimately a very much a team sport, and so drivers, crew chiefs, spotters, you got promotional people, we got people who are running the track, running the concessions. There's all these things that go into motorsports. And so on July 17th at Slinger Super Speedway, right up the way here, Todd Thielen and his group are hosting what is called the Small Car Nationals. And you'll have Bandoleros and Legends and Bandit cars. There's going to be 5-6 different classes of cars. They're all small cars.
Okay.
They either run on things like Briggs & Stratton engines, Yamaha motorcycle engines, small cool. four-cylinder automotive engines.
Sure.
And we will see people racing that day from age 8 all the way up to 80. But the Small Car Nationals does start exposing people at that young age to what racing is.
Fantastic.
And so we're looking to take people there.
Yeah.
And, you know, Tristan is the perfect example of how you start at a very young age in quarter midgets and bandoleros and legends. And I'm going to let Tristan talk about that journey that he took to get to the super late model that he is today.
Yeah, let's hear. Tristan, you're on. Tristan got the it. Piston.
Yeah, so again, as I stated earlier, like 4.5 years old was when I first got my first quarter midget, and I raced those all the way up to I was about 12-ish, 13. Mm-hmm. And by then, at that point, when I was in the range of about 9-8 years old, I got my first bandolero car as well, which was a huge deal for me because it was my first opportunities to get to travel more and race at these bigger tracks that a lot of these like people that I've always looked up to have raced at themselves. So it's very cool with those bandoleros in there. All they are is just these little Briggs & Stratton motors that they run on, and they go just as fast as legend cars and their motorcycle engines and some late models too. Yeah, they go pretty quick. So when I was about 9 years old, I got that. And raced that for about 3-4 years, traveling all across Midwest, racing at tons of different tracks, as like Dell's Raceway Park, Jefferson Speedway, stuff like that, and Elko Speedway in my hometown. Then when I was about 12, I got my first legend car, which are these, which at that point they were 1200cc Yamaha motorcycle engines. Now they are Yamaha FZ09 engines, water-cooled motors, fuel-injected, straight out of motorcycle, so they're pretty quick. They're pretty fast. They race all around the country as well. So when I was 12, that's when I got that. So I raced those all the way up until about 2 years ago when I was 15, getting to race at all these different tracks like Slinger and Dells, and then every once in a while we'd go to Las Vegas to race in nice. Florida. As like what Jim said earlier, they race everywhere, and a lot of people you see now in motorsports, that's where their roots come from, is what they've raced at. You look at NASCAR champion Kyle Larson, Chase mm-hmm. Elliott, William right. Byron.
Yeah.
They all came from the same background, quarter midgets, bandos,
okay.
to legend cars, going to late models. Yeah. So yeah, up to that point, Aaron Marthaler with Marthaler.com and Marthaler yeah. Automotive, him and I got together and started coming up with ideas of what are our next steps to sure. get to the next level. And so we sat down and we talked and we discussed on what certain ways we could do to get our name out there more and be able to race more and travel more.
Sure.
And so we started this legend car team about 2 years ago called Team 100, which is where I still am now. And,
yeah. And that's your number.
Yep. So number 100. We have developed it a lot over the past few years, especially last year. So our first year we started racing legend cars. All we did is we raced legend cars, and we focused on it a lot. And our main goal was just to race as much as we can and get our name out there.
So, Hey, real quick, because I know we have 4 minutes, and I know we got to get you guys back to the track there at State Fair Park. We also have another member of your entourage here, a lovely young lady named Lauren. You don't have to talk about it, but Lauren wants race cars, but you're still part of the team because you're in love with the sport. But in addition to bringing younger people in, we're also talking about opportunities for women in car racing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and so tell us a little bit about what yourself, you know, why you love car racing and why you think it's a great fit. Not just for the guys.
Well, so I grew up in racing too. My dad's a race car driver, Dan Fredrickson. And when I was a kid, I was probably 8 years old, I started racing quarter midgets, and we did that just for a couple of years.
Sure.
And my sister, she's 7. She races quarter midgets now too. She's
fun.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
And I have a little brother who races too.
Yeah. That's really cool. So, and you know, same thing. If you grow up in a family, male or female, it doesn't matter. If you love to race, there's room for you, right? There's no, like, you know, you see these movies. Yeah, like Heart Like a Wheel, Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney was kind of getting beat down every time she tried rising up for the mere fact that she was a woman, but she was just unstoppable. Have you run into much resistance or obstacles kind of in your journey in this car racing, or do you think it's kind of wide open for the ladies?
It's pretty wide open. I think that, I mean, you have to be determined. I don't, like...
Sure, like anything, know. Yeah?
Yeah.
Sure, but no real obstacles as, like, you may confront in other industries or organizations.
No, I don't think so.
Fantastic. That's great to hear. So, Mary Jane, what are we missing in the couple minutes we have left?
Well, I've been talking to some of the female race car drivers out there, and they are willing to mentor other girls or young women into the sport. They want to have a few more comrades out there racing. And back to our Future Wheels, this, moms and dads, just so you know, this is a sponsored organization. So don't think that money, if you're thinking that, is prohibiting you going. You know, we are making a way for people to get in where we can help them along the way get the sponsors that they need. But yes, I myself, being a female business owner, I've always known the struggles of doing it. But you just got to really, as Lauren mentioned, be determined.
Sure.
And pursue. Just keep, you know, persistence. That makes all the difference.
Sounds great. Terrific. So, great. Well, we have about 2 minutes. You know, Jim, what do you think? I mean, one, I really admire your work and admire your passion.
Thank you.
So,
I guess my last thing today is if you haven't been to a regional short track event, this is one of the best weekends to come out. There are 5 different classes of car. Super late models are certainly going to be the headliner. We're all going to be cheering for Tristan today.
Yeah.
We're looking for his first
Tristan,
win of
the Minnesota
season.
Piston.
That's right. But the Midwest Trucks are going to be there. The Mid-America Stock Car Series is going to be there. The Vintage Group is going to be there today. Come on out. See a whole
it's
bunch
gonna be
of
a
great
full weekend.
Racing this weekend.
Terrific.
And bring your fathers.
That's right. Bring
yes.
your fathers. And if you're a Waukesha business looking for exposure today, Flow TV, NASCAR TV, we'll have Tristan on TV. You can get a hold of Mary Jane all afternoon. She knows how to get a hold of us and get
Sounds
you
great.
On that car.
And Mary Jane's going to stick around so we can, you know,
so
we can get her
get
contact
people,
details
that's right.
and get you guys going. So, hey, we're going to let you guys get over to State Fair Park. Jim Nauman, Motorsports Promotions. Tristan, the Minnesota Piston Swanson, the 18-year-old phenom. And Lauren Fredrickson, race car team member and former driver. Thanks so much for stopping by, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Stick around this week, and Waukesha continues.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Love it. Same here. We appreciate you.
In a world of steel and death and men who are fighting to be warm, come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha in our final segment here, and want to start by wishing everyone a very happy Father's Day weekend. This is actually my first Father's Day without my father, who passed away last year on June 23rd, and so hearts are heavy, but also you know, such a beautiful weekend and a lot of positive memories. And again, wishing all of the dads and granddads and some of the great granddads very happy Father's Day weekend. And hey, we want to continue with Mary Jane Sanchez from Work Hub, who brought these wonderful guests from Motorsports Promotion. She's with Work Hub Digital Marketing here in downtown. She's had an office in downtown for well over 10 years, I believe.
14 years now.
14 years, and had really strong presence in the community, and actually gave me many of my big starts, got me interested in politics. And again, through her network, it ultimately, through the Mary Jane family tree, this is how I ended up with WOC Radio, too. So wonderful person to network with.
Thank you.
So, hey, what else do you want us to tell us about your clients, or what else we should be...
When it comes to marketing, and this is the big thing that I wish people to know, it doesn't matter if you're a coffee shop or you're this statewide organization of motorsports, it's important to get out in the community, get out and meet people, get on the radio or have some exposure, make yourself omnipresent for that. That's going to help increase your business. And also that marketing is actually on, and advertising is on your profit and loss statement. It's part of the program that you need to do. You don't have to work with myself, but if you get somebody to even consult with, there's so many things you can do on your own and promote your business. So personally, I go around at no charge and talk to other businesses and help them promote theirs. But back to motorsports, I'm so excited because we are putting a lot of polish on this apple that's already there, and this passion and love. But we're going vertical. We're, you know, working with the tracks and working with the promoters, and now working with the race car drivers and rebranding and re-promoting them. And the amazing audience that's there is just crazy cool. And I'm having so much fun doing marketing, yeah, which is what I love to do. So, and as you know, Don.
So it is a family-friendly environment,
right? It is,
right?
Extremely okay. Family-friendly. Yeah. And that's why we want to bring new generation of race car drivers. So just so you know, at the NASCAR level, which is the American type of race car, that right now Michael Jordan has a team. Emmett Smith has a
I
team.
I did not know that.
Floyd Mayweather has a team. Pitbull has a team, and they're working with all these brands all over. So we want to grow some out of the Midwest. We want some of our Midwest next generation coming up.
Yeah, because you think race car, you always think like Southeast, like NASCAR or Florida, right, or Indy if you're in the mm-hmm. Midwest, but right, no one thinks Wisconsin.
Right, and because we have all these tracks here, let's really embellish it and get people involved. It is such an exciting sport, especially when you get in the pits, and the minute that you get to know the race car drivers, then you want to, you know, just like your kid playing soccer, you're like, go, go, Tristan the Piston, you know, and you really rally them for a win. And it's so exciting when they do win and they get their trophies and the cars spin around and take the victory lane. So it is fun, exciting. And again, we're very fortunate in Wisconsin to have this.
So now I was joking around because I think car racing, there's that stereotype about that audience. I used to say, hey, you know, you hide your rosary when you get there, Mary mm-hmm, Jane. And, yeah, you know, same for me. But you mentioned Emmett Smith. You mentioned Michael Jordan. That we're seeing a lot more diversity in the sport.
Very much
and
so.
And acceptance, too.
Mm-hmm. And the number one race car driver in the world, meaning number of championships, is Lewis Hamilton. He's a British black man. And he's also brought fashion into motorsports.
Right.
Everybody wants to know what he's going to be wearing this week. And so Ferrari has race runways with fashion designs and so on and so forth because they're now celebrities. And even Tristan, you know, we're working on his apparel with a couple apparel companies. So
he's a great kid, very unassuming. You'd think someone like that's achieved what he's achieved would be very cocky or arrogant, but he's very, yeah,
he's,
I love
very
him, very
safe,
unassuming,
yes,
still very innocent. And but you know, since this is Pride Month, you know, will we ever see that that gay French superstar like in the legend of Ricky Bobby?
Well, you never know. You know, when people, of course, as you know, Don, it doesn't matter what people, where their preferences are, but it's about what they love to do, you know.
Yeah.
And for us to support people no matter their, you know, shape, size, color, or preferences. So
that's great.
Yeah.
And we're seeing that here in Wisconsin,
we
too.
We are definitely seeing that in Wisconsin.
That's exciting to hear. So terrific. So, you know, another thing I want to mention with Mary Jane, too, she's a great resource, is that she's turning me on to all these great businesses that we never knew existed in Waukesha, and they've been around for years. And you told me one about a group, and we want to have them on the show, that was doing emblems.
Yes, it's Schweitzer, I think, Emblem. They're at 227 South Street, upstairs. And so one of the things that, if you notice on all the race car drivers, they need patches. And so I try to work local, and local isn't just Waukesha, it's also around the state.
Sure.
For everything that I work with. And then they came up in my search. I was like, who are they? So I went to go visit them. And going upstairs, they have boxes and boxes, clear boxes of police, fire, ambulance patches from the whole United States. So they gave me a donut police patch. Nice. Because donuts need protecting.
I love it.
And it was great. So I do. I walk around Waukesha. Everybody knows that. Yeah. All over.
And they're serving national accounts, as
yes,
you said.
Yes, they're serving national.
So, very cool.
So get out, like I said, out of your office and go meet people, and you'll discover many other businesses that are in Waukesha that have been here for many years.
We should try to organize something here, right? You and me here at the studios, at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. And,
yes.
Get some of these folks in. And so, hey, switching gears for a second. As you know, we have a new segment that goes from 9 to 11, which is why I'm on at 8. And happy to be on here at 8. One of my heroes was Tim Russert, and so he was at 9 Eastern time on Sundays, but I like Saturdays better. So it really means a lot that I'm, I guess, the first person that you hear when you get up in the morning. But 9 o'clock, we have a wonderful show with retired U.S. Attorney James Santel. Or Jim, you go by Jim, right?
I go by Jim,
so,
absolutely.
So we want to give a few minutes here to Jim before he starts his show, just to say hello and you know.
Absolutely, Don. Thanks so much for inviting me into your program this morning. Great to be here with Mary Jane, Connor, in the production studio here, and right here along Wisconsin Avenue in downtown, beautiful, sunny Waukesha. So great to be with you this morning and following you in just a few minutes and following up on your wonderful enthusiasm about our community and all things going on here in Waukesha and throughout our country. We're going to be chatting this morning again about the United States Supreme Court, a few more cases coming up, and then necessarily we're going to chat in our second hour this morning, yes, about January 6th and some big takeaways from the things this past week.
Yeah, I'll be listening to that, and I hope other people do. No matter what your politics are, it's important to understand what happened that day and getting a better sense to it and getting to the truth, because, you know, for the first time since the Civil War, or really the War of 1812, that's how, you know, serious, how egregious this attack was.
Absolutely. And we still get more revelations every single time the committee meets. Mm-hmm. We know there are more committee meetings coming up in the not-too-distant future. But,
sure.
Boy, this past week, again, some significant revelations about what our former president knew and what he was acting on, what the people around him thought.
So there's an article I've been meaning to read, and it was posted on Facebook by a very good family friend. You may have heard of him, Robert Bob Kaufman.
Yes, yes.
It's a great the article says, you know, that they believe Trump wasn't legally, what he did wasn't seditious, but certainly indefensible. And that's coming from the right. You know, Robert Kaufman, for those who don't know, is one of the leading conservative thinksmiths of American conservative political theory. And so for him to say that is, you know, I urge everybody to really take a closer look at what's going on and pay attention to Jim's show in these discussions, because I think it'll be extremely helpful.
I'd absolutely those thoughts. So. And of course, we encourage all sorts of commentary, as just indicated, Don. It is not an easy thing to get your head around. There's a lot going on there. And again, as I said, we're going to start this morning talking about the Supreme Court, anticipating that sometime soon some major, major cases also being decided coming out of Washington, D.C. It's going to be a big summer for you, for WAUK, for all of us here in Waukesha and beyond.
Yeah, sounds great. Well, Jim, I really appreciate your gift of time, because I know you've got to get ready for your show. And hope we can do this again soon.
I would be delighted, and we'll get you on the follow-up show
here. That would be fun. I would love that.
Saturday mornings, and make sure the continuity is good.
Sure.
And again, I love the enthusiasm here in the morning.
And it's a nice addition here to the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown that we've got a top legal counsel here in the form of James Santel.
You're very generous.
Who's bringing the cannoli.
Very generous and very thoughtful, right? And we do have cannoli, and we'll share those with you
in the
future, Don, Mary Jane. If you come by, we'll do the same.
We sure will. So, hey, everybody, thanks for listening, and happy Father's Day again to everybody, and stick around next week. We're going to have Coach, Defensive Coordinator Kevin McLean of Waukesha South, and maybe one or two of his Division I prospects. So it's going to be a fun show next week. So in the meantime, have a great Father's Day weekend, and remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. See ya!
take her. He blows a feudal horn. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. I've heard newborn babies wailing like a mourning dove, and old men with broken teeth stranded without love. Do I understand your question, man? Is it hopeless and forlorn? Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. In a little hilltop village, they gambled for my clothes. I bargained for salvation and she gave me a lethal dose. I offered up my innocence, I got repaid with scorn.